12th of May 2020. Veritas liberabit vos. In the anti-Christian context, that means the truth will make you free. Before we enter into the last phase of the preparation for Pentecost and, in accordance with the coming High Feast, deal with the teaching and the person of the Holy Spirit, I would like, leaving the used rhythm for a while, to first draw attention to a letter which has been signed in these days by several cardinals and bishops, as well as by scientists and various lay people. It has received quite a lot of attention and has provoked discussions. The author of the text is Archbishop Viganon, the former nuncio in the United States of America. This letter, Veritas liberabit vos, the truth will set you free, which can be found in the internet in several languages, warns impressively that the current corona crisis can be misused by political forces to push for the installation of a so-called one-world government. A further paragraph warns of the freedom of the Church in relation to the state authorities and emphasizes its autonomy in the Church's own affairs. First, an excerpt of the text. We have reasons to believe, on the basis of official data, on the incidence of the epidemic as related to the number of deaths, that there are powers interested in creating panic among the world's population with the sole aim of permanently imposing unacceptable forms of restrictions on freedoms, of controlling people, and of tracking their movements. The imposition of these illiberal measures is a disturbing prelude to the realization of a world government beyond all control. Such a text is, of course, publicly rejected very quickly and classified as a conspiracy theory. This weakens the impact of the statements and renders those who signed the text untrustworthy. Quite apart from the fact that, in my view, the text has weak points and should be formulated more intelligently and somewhat more cautiously at certain points, despite these shortcomings, it is a courageous and justified step by church shepherds to draw attention to dangers which could threaten people. Thus we ask first, is it possible that the present pandemic crisis is being exploited by powers to bring about developments that harm human beings and are contrary to God's instructions for humanity? And before that, can there be conspiracies for evil? The answer to the latter question is a clear yes. There are many examples in Scripture of such conspiracies, rounds up and so on, which serve to achieve evil ends. For example, after daybreak, the Jews conspired to neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this conspiracy. They went to the chief priest and the elders and said, "We have sworn by a holy oath not to eat until we have killed Paul. Now therefore go with a high council to the chief ruler and ask him to bring Paul down to you, since you want to investigate the case more closely. But we stand ready to kill him before he comes here." Acts 23:12-22. Historical examples also show that there are indeed conspiracies for evil. Let us think, for example, on the Wannsee Conference, where Nazi leaders of Germany decided in a secret meeting to systematically exterminate the Jews. We also must perceive elements of conspiracy whose aims are often not disclosed in the Masonic lodges. Pope Leo XIII wrote in 1894, "Freemasonry is a society whose uncanny pressure has long been felt by the Catholic nations in particular. In what many historians consider to be a genuine excerpt from the instructions of the Alta Vendita, a sort of governmental center of European Freemasons in the 19th century, it says, the Pope, whoever he may be, will never come to our secret societies. Therefore, the secret connections must take the first step towards the Pope and the Church with the intention of putting both in fetters. If, in a broader view, we consider conspiracy to be an association or a cooperation, even it is an association of official governments with a negative, inhuman, and therefore also God-hostile aim, then we have to characterize, for example, an initiative that is especially initiated by the Canadian government as a conspiracy against life. So we can read in Ottawa, May 8, the information comes from Live Sat News. So it said, the Liberal government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a joint statement on behalf of 59 nations on Wednesday that will advance global access to sexual and reproductive health needs, that means including abortion and contraception, in response to the coronavirus pandemic. We call on governments around the world to ensure full and unimpeded access to all sexual and reproductive health service for all women and girls, said the statement published by Global Affairs Canada on May 6. The Trudeau government is known for aggressively promoting abortion internationally by pledging $7.1 billion to fund and promote abortion as part of its international aid by 2030, and for putting global access to abortion and sexual reproductive rights at the heart of its foreign policy. Global Affairs Canada's Declaration on the Protection of Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights and the Promotion of Gender Response in the COVID-19 crisis was issued by ministers from 37 countries on behalf of the people and governments of 58 nations. To put it bluntly, we can call this a conspiracy to spread the culture of death, which, under false terms and declarations, supports the murder of millions of innocent children. This is the objective reality, whether or not governments are fully aware of it. They are involved in this anti-Christian action with their signatures. The signatories are Argentina, Australia, Albania, Belgium, Bolivia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Cabo Verde, Canada, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Fiji, France, Germany, Greece, Guinea, Italy, Latvia, Lebanon, Liberia, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Montenegro, Netherlands, North Macedonia, Namibia, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Romania, Serbia, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. And it was also done on behalf of Armenia, Austria, Bulgaria, Costa Rica, Croatia, Ecuador, Estonia, Georgia, Ireland, Iceland, Japan, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Mexico, Moldova, Peru, Slovenia, Tunisia, Republic of Korea, Ukraine, and Uruguay. So we have to do a first conclusion on this text. Conspiracies are also political agreements against the life of human beings, and thus against God, have as background anti-Christian powers, which have conspired against the Lord and His Anointed One. So a text of Psalm 2:2 says, the kings of the earth are rising, the great ones are joining forces against the Lord and His Anointed One. They often will not know it, but they are nevertheless instruments of satanic powers and carry out their plans and so are involved in a conspiracy plan of evil. The courageous shepherds are therefore by no means suborned fanatics of conspiracy theories, but they prove to be vigilant warners that we have to keep an eye on current developments. Even if one would like to see one or the other formulation more carefully articulated, it is better to warn than to remain silent.
The introit that we listen in today's meditation says, Princes have set to plot against me. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me, Lord, my God, because your servant keeps your commandments.
Servus tu.